Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources available through the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library System. Many of these you can access from home. I'm Jeff Gavin. I am a librarian at North County Regional Library, which is currently closed for renovations.
And I'm Tiffany Grantham, Senior Library Assistant, Children's Specialist at West Boulevard Branch Library.
You may not know this, or you may know this, but libraries can be a great place to buy used materials, including books, DVDs, CDs that include fiction, nonfiction, music, audiobooks, and magazines. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we're going to talk about book sales at this time of year. With the holiday season, you may have some last-minute Christmas shopping or other shopping to do. So the library is a good place where you can go to get some last-minute shopping done. With us today, we have Helene Krantz. She is a library services specialist at Independence Regional Library near Matthews. And Stacy Turner is a library services specialist at the West Boulevard branch in Charlotte, close to downtown. Helene, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, I have been working at the Independence branch for a little over 5 years. I started as a part-timer, and it was 2 years after that I became full-time. I'm currently the book sale lead at our branch. So besides being the book sale lead, I also represent our branch with the Library Foundation, and I also do 2 outreach programs outside the branch. I've worked in libraries in 4 different states.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So how does the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library System compare to other libraries?
I think this is a fabulous system. It's incredible.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I love doing the book sale. It's fun seeing what comes in.
Good. Great. Stacy, would you like to tell us about yourself?
I have worked at West Boulevard Branch Library now for 6 years. I really do enjoy doing the book sale. Besides the book sale, I handle our magazines. Typically, I work the circulation desk. That's probably the main thing I do.
I gotcha.
In circulation.
Okay, yeah.
One other thing is I did recently last year get my MLIS degree.
Oh, great.
So hopefully one
day
I will be able to become an official librarian, since a lot of people want to call all of us librarians that they see.
Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us what you do like at the circ desk.
At the circ desk, pretty much check in, check out. People have questions about trying to find a book or locate a book. We pretty much help them do that.
Uh-huh.
At our particular branch, people need help with the computers. We
yes.
do that.
Okay.
People want to make reservations for rooms at the library. We do that. So really, at my location, because we are a small branch,
we
do everything. All and right. I have done some adult programs in
okay.
the past.
Great. So you definitely deserve that librarian status.
Of course.
Helene, are you also in circulation?
Yes.
All right.
And even though we're regional, a lot of times we are helping people on the computers. We try and do everything we can to make the library run as smoothly as possible.
Sure. Great. And Independence only has a circulation desk and one central desk for adult, teen, and children's services. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you get to work that desk?
Yes. A lot of times we'll cover, I consider it as integrated services.
Yeah.
I also do the chat once a week for an hour.
Okay. And what does that entail?
At the bottom of the website, it says Ask a Librarian.
Yeah.
It's basically emailing directly through the website.
Online chat.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll bet you get some interesting questions there.
Oh, yes. You get the whole gamut of things.
Yeah, yeah. Can you think of a funny one?
No.
I like that honesty.
So the first question is, can you give an overview of how book sales work at the library?
Well, every branch has a book sale. Some branches have a large book sale area. Some have a very small area. At Independence, Our book sale is, it's in our lobby. It's in two corners of the lobby. And one side is all the adult materials, and the other side are all the children's materials. It's made up of materials that were from our collection, and then we get a lot of donated items that we put all together. We also have a large table that we run what we call our specials on. Every month we change that table out. For example, in the month of November, we put cookbooks on that table. They're very popular sellers, especially in November because of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. A lot of our donations come in because people are moving and they need to unload.
Okay.
We've gotten lots of donations when someone had passed away and their family is cleaning out the residence. Mm-hmm. We get all kinds of interesting items that way. And then the other part is that, especially this time of year, people do donations because they get a receipt and they use it as a charitable donation, so for their taxes.
Gotcha.
Okay. Great. Is there ever a limit of how many books you'll take?
At our branch, we ask that it's no more than either two boxes or two bags at a time, because we get so many donations in, and our storage for things that we can't put out is limited.
Mm-hmm.
Although sometimes we will make exceptions.
Okay. Is the same thing at your branch, Stacy?
At West Boulevard, usually I don't put a limit because we really don't get a lot of donations.
Okay.
So when we do get them, I usually want to go ahead and try to take them, even though there are sometimes items that we really can't use. But I usually just go ahead and take them. I mean, I have never really had to tell someone, no, I'm not going to take it. Now, there have been times when people might call and ask, and if I just knew right off we didn't have room, I would say, no, we're not taking any at this time. But if they actually bring them in, I will go ahead and accept them.
Okay, good. Yeah, and I found at North County, usually took about two boxes, whatever you could somewhat comfortably fit in your arms. So would y'all say it's like a good policy for people to call ahead to the branches ahead of time, or just go ahead and bring them?
Well, I think in general, depending on how much they have. One time someone called and they wanted to drop off an actual truckload of items. And for someone who has so many items, what I was told to do is refer them to call Kim or Leah at our main branch, because they can bring it to the dock.
Okay. So you mentioned that a lot of the book sale items are books that have been withdrawn from the library. Tell us how that withdrawal process works.
I'm not an expert on that, because usually the books that are withdrawn, usually the librarians are given a list of books that need to be withdrawn from the collection. And a lot of times it's items that have not been checked out, say maybe within the last year, maybe last 2 years.
Okay.
And then that's how those items are withdrawn from the collection. Sometimes items are withdrawn also because of condition. And so a lot of times if it's condition, a lot of those maybe not even end up in the book sale. But typically the withdrawal is usually because items have not been checked out over a certain period of time.
Okay. Okay, so it could be books. And then how about like CDs and DVDs?
Yeah, that's the same process. Really everything in the collection.
Okay.
Other than magazines, it's done a little bit differently. But yes.
Right. Tell me more specifically what kind of items you would find on the book sale.
You've got adult books, fiction, nonfiction. We also seem to get in sets of books as donations.
Mm.
Of those, we special price because, you know, we sell them as a set.
Right.
We don't like to break up sets. There's all kinds of children's items, whether it's books. Sometimes we get in flashcards, like sets of flashcards.
Oh,
yeah, it's interesting. We had gotten in once a really cool book that came with 3D glasses.
Yeah.
And
that was pretty cool.
It was a gorgeous book, but
yeah,
because it was a children's item, we sold it for 50 cents. It was a great bargain.
Yeah. Was the staff passing around those glasses? Or
had to keep them with the book. But When we get in some really nice materials, I'll usually put them on display because the bookshelves that we use for the book sale, it lends for a perfect display area.
Right.
And the books that get put on display, they just go right away.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you sold the children's book for 50 cents. What are the prices for your items on the book sale, and is that system-wide?
I know that they gave guidelines out a few years ago, looking for consistency throughout. Okay. But, the reality is sometimes you have to be flexible with those pricing. For our branch, anything that is withdrawn from the collection, whether it's CDs, DVDs, or books, they're always 50 cents for a standard price. For donated items, if they're softcover books, they're 50 cents. Hardcover books are a dollar. Depending on the item, sometimes we get in items that are quite expensive. I like to refer to them as coffee table books. We got in a book recently that, and it was in perfect condition, and that book was $49.99.
Wow.
So what we do is we'll basically charge 10% of whatever that retail cost is. So we put that book out for $5.
Right.
Okay. And what about at your branch, Stacy? And do you all do any holiday sales or any specific sales at your branch?
On a typical basis, no, but every now and then I will do a special sale. Last year at one point there, I had quite a few books that we had gotten in that were actually in pretty good condition. So I did do a special sale, and a lot of them were cookbooks because someone had made a large donation of cookbooks to the library. And so different branches requested some of those books come to them. So I was able to do that. And those actually went pretty well, because at my particular location, the items that really sell for us are children's books and then African-American fiction. Okay. And I have had in the past where there's one person who tends to donate a lot of African-American fiction books, and they are always in really great conditions. Sometimes they're in better condition than some of the books that we actually have on our shelf. I kind of wish I could kind of swap them out. And those always sell really well for us. So depending on the location, it really depends on what sells. And like I say, for our location, those are the two things that really sell. And I have had a couple of people come in and want to know, when are you going to put out more children's books? And I'm thinking, unfortunately, I don't even have any more to put out because they do not stay on the shelf.
Well, that's good.
They're going like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Okay, some branches do have special pricing, and one of our location, the Bayford Road location, they do a buy two, get three free, which I think is a pretty good deal.
So absolutely.
That's something I would highly suggest. Maybe people go over there and take a look to see what they have. You never know what you might find. And coming up pretty soon, from December 17th through December 22nd, Sugar Creek Library will have everything half off. So right before Christmas, a good time to see if you can find that special book for someone.
A book is always a good gift.
Can't go wrong with a book.
Or a CD or a movie, or what else do we have?
Books on disc, magazines.
Yeah, books on disc. They can listen to it in the car.
Yeah. Good traveling material. Mm-hmm. Graphic novels.
Or the playaways. Do we have playaways on?
We do, but we don't usually have that many. But I have had some on.
Okay.
So and what playaways are good as well.
What is a playaway?
A playaway. A playaway is a recorded book, but it's on a little device where all you need is headphones to listen to it. So you don't have to worry about whether you have a CD player. You can listen to it any place through your headphones.
Cool.
Okay, so I have some more branches here that have special things going on. So one of our branches, the Myers Park branch, they run special deals a lot of times, and they have items that can sell as low as a dime. So I would say give them a call, stop by, check out to see what they have there going on. We have another branch, Steel Creek, coming up pretty soon, December 18th through the 29th of this year, was part of their annual book sale, and they have a large selection of war books, Civil War, World War I. They will have a large selection of war books. Our Pleasant Midwood branch will have a special sale through the end of the year. All their items will be 25 cents each. So that's another location you really want to go and check out, because 25 cents for an item, book, anything like that is a great deal. I also want to mention at my location, West Boulevard Branch Library, in the next week we will have all our CDs on sale for 25 cents. So I encourage everybody to come by and check out to see what we have.
Cool.
And at South County, they have a large book sale area, and they're trying to whittle it down because once North County reopens, South County Regional will close for renovation.
And I will say that as far as North County reopening, I think the estimated time is the fall. We're not sure exactly when North County is going to reopen, which will affect when South County Regional closes for renovations. So we don't know any specific dates yet.
And they just need to try and pare it down as much as possible, offering great pricing. My branch, we have a huge book sale. It's always the last Saturday of August before school starts. And so when we had our book sale previously in August, we actually start in early June storing items that are donated. We have people do our weed lists to see what can be taken out of circulation that we can use for the book sale. I asked for other branches to send us items. This year, we ended up storing 48 boxes of materials. I had boxes stored everywhere in anticipation of the sale. It was our best sale ever, I must say. We've surpassed our expectations. As far as for the month of December, we'll be running a lot of specials at Independence. We also will put out books. We'll have, I want to call it a smorgasbord on our table. We'll have a different variety of things. Regarding the other branches, I want to mention at the main library for the holiday season, they actually gift wrap books, have them ready to go, which
nice
is very
that?
Convenient for people, especially if they're not good at gift wrapping items.
Which would be me. I'm terrible at wrapping.
That does make it very convenient.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Helene, how does the library get inventory for the book sales?
Well, a lot of it is through donations. As a matter of fact, last year, someone had donated a collection of comic books. Now, not graphic novels, but actual comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And they were new. They were all in plastic sleeves.
Wow.
And there were over 300 that were donated. So we ended up selling them as a group for $50 at our book sale last year. Another interesting item that we got was an autographed copy of President Jimmy Carter's biography. And I actually had a patron who actually has a collection of biographies from some presidents, and she was missing this one. So we sold that book to her for $20, and that was through this our last book sale in August, our big one. It's interesting the things that come in, you just don't know.
Right.
Another interesting donation that we had this year, someone who apparently loves buying DVDs came in and donated. It was, I can't remember the exact count, it was somewhere between 300 and 400 DVDs, and a lot of them were never even opened.
Wow.
It was fantastic. The timing was great. That donation came in about a month before our August book sale.
Oh, boy.
Yes, and we actually had to turn away. It was half of what he had. But we had absolutely no place to store them. I think we took six boxes, but he had 12 or 15 boxes in all. But we were really happy to get them.
Now, have either of you had donated items that were in such good condition that you considered trying to get into, put into the collection for people to check out instead of sell in a book sale?
We have. A lot of times someone donates hardcover books that they're on the bestseller list right now. Mm-hmm. And depending on condition, they have to be in pristine condition. Basically what I do, I'll check our collection. And if it's in our collection, I'll give it to our database person. And he'll just go ahead and add it and give it back to me. And then I'll cover the jacket, with the plastic clear and get it ready. A lot of times these books will fill holds. The minute we check them in, we're filling a hold. Wow. So it's something that we are very much aware of. If we can add it to the collection, if there's a want or a need for it, we will, rather than put it in the book sale.
Okay.
Stacy, do you have any stories like that?
Not a particular story, but I think some of the books that we have received that were in really good condition.
Yeah.
And even though they may have been sold for maybe $3, $5, I felt like you probably could have gotten more. But then you have to think about, there are just certain books people want, and so I don't think they probably would have sat on the shelf a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But I have to admit, there are people who come in sometimes every now and then will say, "Where's your book sale?" And I think they are going around just checking the book sales at different locations.
Yeah.
So, you just never know. So that's why sometimes I will hold on to books where, once I get a good group of them where I can put them on for a special sale, I will go ahead and do that to see if we can get a few more dollars for the library.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, to add to what Stacy just said, I'll get requests from patrons that are looking for specific books. I have a little bulletin board where I have all this information that's pinned on there. Like, I have this one woman, she does home staging in real estate.
Hmm.
She's always looking for coffee table books.
Oh,
so I have her business card. And I have I have a gentleman who wants any books on Shakespeare.
Hmm.
I have a woman who is looking for children's Spanish books. I can just go on and on. I probably could get my own Rolodex and put them in. But anytime I get in these books, I look through every book that comes in. At least I try to, and I'll pull books aside and I'll give these people a call, and they're very happy to come in. And the fact that I remember them, it makes for a very good relationship that way.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
I think just in general, when patrons come in and we remember them, especially if we remember them by name, it makes them feel good. It makes them feel at home. So I think that's pretty cool what you do with the cards.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. There's another patron who I consider him our best customer, and he really likes books that have to do with religion. And anytime we get in any donations that are on that subject, I'll put them out right away, because he's a regular. He's in at least twice a week. He comes in and almost every single time he's buying something from our book sale. So I have him pegged. And he'll come up to me and he'll say, "Did you put this out just for me?" And I'll say, "You know I did." So we have this fun little banter back and forth. But he is very appreciative. He says that he loves looking at the book sale, and he's always, always purchasing books from us.
Great.
That's wonderful.
Regular customers. Do you have any regular customers, Stacey?
Unfortunately, I really don't have any regular customers, but I do have a patron who recently started coming to the library, and I noticed the last two or three times that I've seen her, each time she goes over there to the book sale and she's bought something. So I'm hoping that she will be a regular now.
Sure.
So that means I need to get some more books so she'll have some new items to look for.
Great.
Do you ladies have any interesting or humorous stories related to book sales?
I do. We had one patron, they were cleaning out a family member's home. Unfortunately, that family member had passed away. And they donated a collection of National Geographic magazines that dated all the way back to the 1970s.
Mm.
Wow.
It was huge. And they were all in great condition. I still have some, and this has been in our book sale since August, and it has whittled down to, I think we have maybe 40 issues left. But we're talking decades worth.
Right. Yeah. I wonder where they put all those magazines.
A lot of times they'll store these in their attics. And I just can't imagine having saved every issue over all these decades.
Right.
And there, some issues were just spectacular. There was, you know, I saw the issue when the Challenger, when it exploded, the issue that came out after that. I mean, just incredible. I mean, talking history, things that happened that, you know, are captured in these magazines. It was just incredible. And then, interesting, someone else donated a copy of the Charlotte Observer newspaper. It was the edition that was dated July 4th, 1976. It was the full paper. So it was a bicentennial. And also there was copies of Look magazine. There was the issues from July 1969 that covered the Apollo 11 moon landing. Also in really good condition. These I actually sold at our annual summer book sale. They sold immediately. I sold each item for $5 because they were just absolutely so special. And then just a week ago, someone called and asked if we would be interested in vinyls, the LPs.
Oh, wow.
And that's not something that we normally sell in our book sale. However, I don't know if you've noticed, but in Target, Walmart, Best Buy, vinyls have made a huge comeback lately.
Yes.
They're very, very popular. So I said I would be glad to take them, and they brought in three huge boxes of vinyl records. I have yet to go through them because right now we have a lot of things out, but I'm trying to figure out the best way to display them. But all types of records, you know, you've got rock and roll, pop, classical, you name it, it's in these boxes.
Yeah.
So it's just an incredible find for us. It's interesting what people want to get rid of.
Right. And speaking of it coming back, I do have a lot of my friends, they have the record players, and so they buy vinyls, and some of them are DJs, so they have their DJ sets, and most of them you do it on the computer now, but they do they have that nostalgic feeling for them when they have the record player and they're buying records.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my sons also have collected many vinyls over the years, and we have a couple of stereos. We have like a really old stereo and we have a new one.
Yeah, they've really become popular, and I was so happy to see this huge collection.
Yeah,
I can't wait to put them out. We'll probably put some out for our December specials.
Those will be good Christmas gifts, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
I probably need to come check those out myself. So
yeah,
definitely.
I would definitely volunteer let me know my too. Time.
Yes, I will let you all know. So it's going to be at Independence Regional.
Great,
check it out.
Do either of you ladies have anything else you'd like to mention?
I would like to say that the books that we put in our book sale, obviously not every single book will sell. So once they've been on display for a while, we'll take the ones that don't sell, and we box them up, and we'll actually send those to Goodwill. And hopefully they'll have another shelf life at a Goodwill store.
Good.
Also, I'd like to mention, when we take donations, we need to have the books to be in good condition. And that's because when we put them out on the book sale, we want them to look nice for the individuals who would be looking through them and trying to decide if they'd like to make a purchase. And one thing I typically do, regardless of whether they are donated or they're books that have been withdrawn from the collection, I usually like to go back and clean them off just so they will really look nice and be presented in a really good fashion for the people who want to purchase the books. So it's almost like I want to, like, you going into the store and you see this nice collection of books and you don't mind browsing the books. So hopefully you will find something in there that you like.
I guess I would say that, I mean, that is the case at all of the libraries. Mm-hmm. We're only accepting things that are in good condition and putting them out.
That's true. So regarding the donations, when the people donating items, if they want a receipt for a tax deduction, we fill out our part of the receipt. But one thing that I'll tell people who donate items, they need to be the one determining what the value of those items are. So I'll typically say, whatever you think the resale value is, that's what you write down. We don't go through the books when they're giving them to us at that time. We usually look at them later. So, and that's really not up to us to determine what the value of those books are. So we just leave that totally to the individual who's making the donation.
Similar to when you donate items to the Goodwill. They Correct. Just hand you the receipt. And
Absolutely.
You do what you need to with it.
That's true.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add? Besides what we already added. All right. I would like to thank our guests for joining us. Helene Krantz from Independence Library and Stacy Turner from West Boulevard. And I would also thank Tiffany for helping me out with our interviews today. We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for our upcoming episodes of Meet Me at the Library through the digital branch, which is digitalbranch.cmlibrary.org. The Charlotte Mecklenburg Library website is www.cmlibrary.org, and you can check the library's calendar, resource pages. You can find the library on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, hashtag CMLibrary or at CMLibrary. And if you're interested in book sales, don't forget to contact any of our branches, and you can find them on our website. If you go to www.cmlibrary.org and select the link for branches, you will see every branch and their phone number. Thank you very much, and have a great day.